You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jeff Sturgis, Chief Development Officer for Fazoli's, America's largest elevated QSR Italian franchise. Mr. Sturgis, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Happy to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly is our pleasure. So tell us about what Fazoli's is for those listeners who are not familiar to kick things off today.
Sure. Thanks, Eric. Well, Fazoli's is America's largest elevated QSR Italian chain. The brand was founded in 1988, and today we have over 215 restaurants across 27 states. We've really established ourselves as a leader in the QSR segment, and we're a great alternative to the crowded landscape of your typical QSR restaurant offerings like burgers, chicken, and Mexican food. Since our founding, you know, we've really continued to evolve the concept by adding exciting new entrees and dishes, baked pastas, sub sandwiches, pizza, and of course, our world-famous breadsticks. As a matter of fact, in last year, we were named one of Franchise Business Review's top-rated franchises by our franchisees.
Impressive and sounds delicious at any hour, I might add. Now, why should entrepreneurs invest in a Fazoli's franchise?
Yeah, all of our restaurants, or most of our restaurants, are locally owned and operated by franchisees. And that makes being a franchisee being part of one of the largest elevated QSR Italian chains around. Our franchisees benefit from an established and loyal and growing customer base. Our customers are fanatic about our product, particularly our breadsticks. Our reputation is well earned because of our service and hospitality. And we really, as a brand, we've always focused on treating the customer right and giving them great value. As we celebrate our 30th anniversary. Yeah, we remain focused on growth, both within the restaurants themselves and growing the footprint overall. We continue to look for great franchise partners in key markets across the country. And we're trying to keep current with changes in consumer behavior, which are rapid and ever-evolving, and remaining a best-in-class brand. As a matter of fact, we've actually just finished up a couple of years of same-store sales growth and have seen positive sales in the system for most of the last 4 or 5 years. So the brand is really on an upward trajectory. And it's a great time to invest. Further, we have an experienced executive management and support team that are all focused on supporting our franchisees as a company that's predominantly franchise system. That the success of our franchisees really means the success of us as a franchisor. So we really want to make sure that our franchisees understand what it takes to be a successful franchisee, and that we do everything we can to support that effort.
And one thing to point out, who doesn't like Italian food? So that certainly does give you the edge as well. What sets this brand apart from other restaurant franchises, kind of tagging on to that comment I just made?
Well, you just kind of indicated one of the key things, and that is, you know, the fact that we are an Italian concept. And while Italian food itself is not necessarily unique across the U.S., franchise Italian food is much less commonly found. Again, most franchise food operations are in the chicken or the burger or the Mexican business or some other, you know, healthier salad type concepts. But everyone likes Italian food, and not many people do it. Obviously, you've got your concepts like Olive Garden and Macaroni Grill at a little higher level. But really what our unique selling point is and our unique value proposition is, you know, we're Italian for the people. Our value price point attracts a wide range of guests. Our food quality is exceptional, which creates that value point even greater. We're the only Italian restaurant concept as franchising in the QSR space, which makes it a very attractive standpoint from a competitive market. When you're looking at developing in a market, you don't have to worry about other restaurant concepts coming into the market that are offering the same type of food. One of the things we really call out is we're real, more of an elevated quick serve restaurant concept. And what I mean by that is our food quality is nicer than your typical QSR establishment. The restaurant decor and the service and the ambiance is a little bit nicer than your typical QSR. And just the quality of the food and the quality of the people in the restaurants sets us apart and gives us a little bit of a point of distinction.
Yeah, good stuff there today. We're joined by Mr. Jeff Sturgis, Chief Development Officer for Fazoli's, America's largest elevated QSR Italian franchise, here on Enterprise Radio in association with the Franchise Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, understand the brand of Fazoli's is celebrating its 30th anniversary. Congratulations on that feat. Now, how has the business evolved to remain relevant in this ever-changing retail landscape?
Well, thank you for that, Eric. Yes, it is our 30th anniversary, and we're all proud to be part of the brand and where it's come from and where it's going. Certainly, as today's consumers demand greater, faster, more personalized dining experiences, we're continuing to evolve and adapt to that. From a restaurant standpoint itself, we've started remodeling many of our locations across the country, and we'll be remodeling even more going forward. So we want to make sure the restaurants maintain a contemporary look that's current, with a modern interior design and feel to it. From a technology standpoint, as more and more people do everything on their phones and their laptops or on their portable devices, we've recently launched our first app-based loyalty program with mobile ordering capabilities. And we're currently testing third-party delivery at select locations. And as you and your audience may know, delivery is a big topic of conversation in the restaurant business these days, and we're staying closely in tune with that and seeing how it affects our customers and how we can make sure, we offer it to our customers as well. From a menu standpoint, we're always looking at our menu and looking for ways to refine and improve the offerings, both from a quality standpoint, but also just from a breadth of menu and offering choices for the customer that they want when they come to our restaurants. We're using premium ingredients and offerings such as tableside grated Parmesan service, and upgraded plateware, again, in an effort to be contemporary with today's customer, but also to create that kind of distinction and that unique feel within a Fazoli's compared to some other QSR restaurants. And then again, one thing that's not going to change are our breadsticks, and I'll refer back to that a couple times, I'm sure, but our breadsticks are what we're probably most known for. It's been the same recipe since we started, and we'll continue to keep that breadstick recipe for our loyal fans going forward.
And as they say down way down south, if it ain't broke, it don't need to be fixed, and well done in all regards. How can interested entrepreneurs get started? What are the costs associated with starting a Fazoli's franchise, and what territories are available to develop currently?
Sure. Okay. The simplest way someone can gather some information and start learning about Fazoli's is to go to our website, which is ownafazolis.com. And the brand site itself is simply Fazoli's.com, and you can get to the franchise page off of the brand site. And in terms of the cost to develop and where we're developing, generally speaking, our restaurants are freestanding restaurants, about 3,000 to 3,500 square feet. We typically want someone to have at least about $500,000 in assets available to invest in the business, and then a net worth of at least $1.5 million. And that typically gives them the capability to fund the development of a restaurant with some debt involved as well. The cost to open a restaurant, not including the cost of real estate, if someone's purchasing real estate, is generally around $1 million to $1,100,000. In terms of where we're growing, we're actively growing in a lot of markets across the country, but the concentration really is in, I'll call it, the central part of the U.S., from the Mid-Atlantic to the Ohio Valley, across the Midwest, down into kind of the near Southwest, so Oklahoma, Texas, et cetera, and down across back into the Southeast and into northern Florida. So anywhere within kind of that portion of the U.S. is where our primary focus of growth is now and will be going forward.
Well, Mr. Sturgis, we certainly wish you another 30 years of success, and thanks again for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the time.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Jeff Sturgis, Chief Development Officer for Fazoli's, America's largest elevated QSR Italian franchise. And for all the details, visit ownafazolis.com. All links will be provided within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7. Around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.